IT.
Somehow appropriate after that film review to play a little film music. This would be Randy Newman, a score to Princess and the Frog. Sneaky way of getting everyone warmed up for the Creative Bandwidth, which is coming up in a couple of minutes, saluting the music of Randy Newman. Other great music after Creative Bandwidth, which I, Eric Nelson, will be delivering in just a few minutes, is 2 o'clock, Runs on Grassoline, great bluegrass music. At 4 o'clock, Papa Sam, great New Orleans music. 6 to 10, great soul and blues music. And 10 to 12, reggae. You're listening to KSQD, Santa Cruz, California. It's 12 o'clock, and it's time for Creative Bandwidth.
Tonight's gonna be the biggest night of his life.
dancing, having fun till the sun comes up. In a high school sweater and a paper hat, what could be wrong with that? Susie's going out tonight to a promise she must keep. She thought about it all last night, and she was too excited to sleep. And you can bet it will be the biggest night of her life. Susie's going out tonight to her 16th birthday party. Her shoes are pink, her dress is white, and she's a beautiful sight to see. And tonight's gonna be the biggest night of her life. You can bet it will be the biggest night of her life. The biggest night of her life.
Well, there's a direct line between our beloved home of Santa Cruz and Randy Newman, who's going to be the subject of the next 2 hours on Creative Bandwidth. And that would be local heroes, the Tikis, who moved to Los Angeles and became the Harper's Bazaar. And they recorded The Biggest Night of Her Life, a lost, never recorded by Randy Newman song in 1968, sort of the Harper's Bazaar Randy Newman version of the Beatles' She's Leaving Home. Twinges of vaudeville, Irving Berlin, doo-wop, it's all in that song, and it points a direct line to the genius of Randy Newman, and we're going to be getting deep into that genius in the next 2 hours. Before that, a double bill of a little bit of Fairy Tale Going Home from Randy Newman's soundtrack, The Princess and the Frog, and a song called Family Album, an homage to Alfred and Emile and his uncles, who were 20th Century Fox movie composers, and that was his little piano bit to his illustrious uncles. And Randy Newman came from an illustrious group of composers. So just to give you a little roadmap what we're going to do, Randy Newman has put out since 1968, so that would be 52 years, he's put out 11 records, and we're going to do our very best not to play anything from those 11 records. In fact, almost nothing is going to come from those actual official original Randy Newman albums. We're going to play outtakes, we're going to play early drafts, but really only about 8 actual Randy Newman singing Randy Newman is going to appear in the next 2 hours. Most of what I'm going to be playing is songs that Randy wrote and produced for other artists, and we're talking some serious other artists. I mean, where do you get Gene Pitney, the Everly Brothers, Ella Fitzgerald, Barbara Streisand, the Fleetwoods, Peggy Lee, and the great Wilson Pickett, all to sit and around the same table? Well, that's playing Randy Newman songs, and that's what we're going to be hearing. And a lot of these songs are great, and they really point the way to this amazing American composer. So let's do one official Randy Newman song. As usual, I lied. I said I wasn't going to play anything from any of his known albums. I'm going to play one song because it's a great way of compressing Randy Newman's biography. And it's a song he wrote, incredible autobiographical song from his what was the record it was on originally? I don't know. I got it on the Best of Anthology. I'll get back to you on that. But this is about his early days growing up in New Orleans. Because what's interesting is a guy who was a quintessential Angeleno who went to UCLA and apparently dropped out because, in his own words, he couldn't find a parking place. He's totally lived his whole life in L.A., wrote, of course, I Love L.A., but he was marinated in New Orleans music from a tender young age. And this is Randy Newman's story about his early years.
Mm-hmm. Sicily. My poor little mama didn't know a soul in L.A. She went down to the Union Station, made our getaway. Got on the Dixie Fly, bound for New Orleans. From a flask in the backseat, trying to do like the Gentiles do. Christ, they want to be Gentiles too. Who wouldn't down there, wouldn't you? An American Christian.
And that pretty much gives you the key early details of Randy Newman. He was, in fact, born in November 1943, while his captain dad, who was in the same category of his famous musical uncles, was fighting the Germans in Sicily. And his mom had come from New Orleans, and that's where Randy grew up, spent a lot of time there, and then shuttled back and forth. And New Orleans never left him, never left his music, more importantly. Later on, we'll be getting to a Fats Domino song of Randy Newman. And we started with a little bit of his soundtrack to Princess and the Frog, set in New Orleans, which is one of those movie soundtracks that I think Randy was more than happy and capable of doing. So after he dropped out of UCLA because, as I repeat, he could not find a parking place, he wanted to become a songwriter and saw that was his ticket to glory. And he started writing in the equivalent of the West Coast equivalent of the Brill Building. He started just to write songs for other artists. And in 2002, he received, deservedly so, inducted in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. And when he was asked what he would like his plaque displayed, he said, "I would like Carole King and Stevie Wonder on either side, and I want Irving Berlin above." So that pretty much nails it. Carole King and Stevie Wonder are kind of his peers and on either side of him, and they all look up to the great Irving Berlin. So Randy approached songwriting just as a craft, just get down and knock them out. And the fun part of this 2 hours is you'll sort of see Randy's unique worldview, shall we say, starting to come out along the edges, not only lyrically but musically, obviously, as he gets better and better at arranging. And we're going to hear a track Peggy Lee recorded. Now, we're not going to hear the famous track that he arranged, but we're going to hear Peggy Lee doing Randy Newman and some of the arrangements. For instance, The Biggest Night of Her Life, that's as much Randy Newman as it is Lenny Warnaker, who's the producer of the Harper's Bazaar and one of the Warner Brothers guys. We'll talk a little bit about Warner Brothers Records, a great story in and of itself and an important incubator for Randy Newman as we get into the 60s. But let's go to the very first Randy Newman song to appear on somebody else's record. This is the flip side of a record by the Fleetwoods. And I'm going to play two songs from 1962. So think about that. If Randy was born, when would you say, 43? So he would have been 19, right? 19 when he wrote these. So he's an early prodigy, as they'd say. And these are great, you know, this is what you'd hear on the radio in 1962. It's pre-Beatles, Motown's happening, and this is about as white and Caucasian as you're going to find music, but it's still sort of fun and certainly innocent.
Sunshines, it's true, but it just can't be summer when I'm not with you.
It just can't be summer.
They tell me to call you, but I still have my pride. I remember the things you said and all that I cry. They tell me it's summer, so I look to the sky, but I can't see the sunshine, 'cause there's tears in my eyes. The days don't grow longer as in summer they do. It's the nights that are longer, 'cause they're nights without you.
They tell me it's
the days don't grow longer as in summer they do. It's the nights that are longer, 'cause they're nights without you.
Find my baby and then we'll get it coming, I'll face it somehow. I walk through the streets of the city, quiet as quiet can be. Boys on the corner are looking for a fight, and all of them looking for me. Yes, all of them looking for me. And all of them looking for me.
In an astonishing coincidence, 19-year-old Randy Newman wrote that song about looking over his shoulder as all the guys are looking for him for going with the wrong girl and the gangs, the same year that West Side Story came out. Wonder about that. And the Fleetwoods before, as I said, this is extremely Caucasian music in the Fleetwoods, and Vic Dana, who did Looking For Me, definitely fit that description. But you got to start somewhere, and there are worse places to start than those two songs. Again, 19 years old, hardworking boy. So we're going to move on now, and we're going to move forward a year now, a couple years forward. And Irma Thomas is a queen, one of the many queens, but definitely a queen of New Orleans. And Randy wrote some songs for her and wrote a couple things for Irma Franklin. And Irma Franklin would be, unfortunately, Aretha's sister. And as there's only one Aretha Franklin, Irma Franklin had to exist in that considerable shadow, which did not lead to a particularly long career. But here's a couple songs, again, early Randy proto songs, one from 1964, Irma Thomas, and one from Irma Franklin, different spelling, E-R-M-A, called Love is Blind from 1963. And again, the speed with which Randy Newman starts maturing, and a 20-year-old now is writing stuff that, you know, you would not think that a callow youth just out of high school would do. It's pretty impressive, to say the least.
Knows what love is. sweet thing. And for lovers, the sun will always shine. But in spite of what they say, I think of love this way. Love is bitter, love is hopeless, and love is blind.
Irma Franklin, Love is Blind, a Randy Newman composition. And before that, Anyone Who Knows What Love Is, Irma Thomas, I-R-M-A. And Randy wrote that with a few collaborators, but did a lot of solo stuff for Irma Thomas as well back in the day. Poor Irma Franklin couldn't catch a break. She did a song in 1967 called A Piece of My Heart, which apparently was expropriated by some unknown Texas singer with a last name of Joplin, which became a big hit. But a great version of that great early Randy Newman song. This is Eric Nelson. We're doing a very, very deep excavation into the musical past of Randy Newman, but we're going to take it right up to the present day. We will play a few Randy Newman tracks, trust me, but not the ones in the tradition of this show. No Short People, no I Love L.A., not even... I don't think we will be getting to, you name the hits. You Got a Friend in Me? Nope, not going to play that either. You can hear those anywhere, but where can you hear Randy Newman songs by artists of such towering fame as Dick Laurie or The Epics? And the answer is nowhere. And in a surprising coincidence, let's hear a couple of tracks. This first one is Dick Laurie from 1963 and The Epics from 1965. A little more poppy, a little more peppy, a little more, dare I say, rock and roll.
something new to find some way to make you say you love me too. I said the things I say to other girls, I never meant them, now I do. But there's just no pleasing you, no matter what I do. There's just no pleasing you. It hurts to hear all the things they say about me, but I changed, dear. If you'd only care about me, I've done all kinds of things to prove my love is true. But there's just no pleasing you, no matter what I do. There's just no pleasing you.
It's a crime the way you treat me, but I love you still. Won't you tell me how to love you?
That's the way I will. If I had to wait much longer, come on, girl. You won't find a love that's stronger. Should I go or should I stay? Please tell me what to do. But there's just no pleasing you, no matter what I do. There's just no pleasing you. If I had to wait much longer, come on, girl. You won't find a love that's stronger. Should I go or should I stay? Please tell me what to do. But there's just no pleasing you, no matter what I do. There's just no pleasing you.
The Epics, obscure British group, doing a song that Randy wrote with the great Jackie DeShannon. And if you haven't heard about Jackie DeShannon, she has a lot of the same origin myths of Dolly Parton. Came out of Kentucky, small song. But rather than Dolly becoming, well, Dolly, Jackie DeShannon became equally gifted perhaps as a songwriter, but kind of went in a different musical direction. Still around, still very much with us, had a lot of hits in the 60s, and a number of those hits were co-written with Randy Newman, who clearly plays well with others and had no problem writing songs with other songwriters, and I'm sure learning good things about the craft from his colleagues, let alone his famous uncles. And before that, Dick Laurie, which is a pseudonym for a guy named Dick Glasser, who is a staff producer at Liberty Records, which is the record label that Randy was bopping around in these early days. So obscure record, but again, hooks aplenty. And that's one of those songs that Randy probably wrote in his sleep, literally. But it's a great song. I'm going to play one song by Gene Pitney, just because why not, from 1966. And then we're going to start getting a little into the later 60s. And I will shock you by actually playing a couple of actual Randy Newman songs here. But let's get one more 60s hit out of the way for somebody else. Gene Pitney, and it's a Randy Newman song called Nobody Needs Your Love.
I've tried so hard to make you see that I'd be what you want me to be, but no matter what I do, just can't get through to you. You don't want to love me, or are you tired of me? Oh, take my heart, that's all I've got to give. If you don't want me, I don't want to live. Don't run away to somebody new. Nobody needs your love more than I do. Nobody needs your love more than I do. Why can't it be like before? Don't you need me anymore? Why do I go on this way? You don't hear a word I say.
if you care about me. Please don't leave without me. Oh, take my heart, that's all I got to give. If you don't want me, I don't wanna live. And baby, please don't say that we're through. Nobody needs your love more than I do. Nobody needs your love more than I do. Nobody.
Gene Pitney, Nobody Needs Your Love. That's a song that got to number two on the British charts in 1966. I repeat, number two in 1966. That's an accomplishment considering what the Beatles were up to and the Rolling Stones and the Who and everybody else in the world. But that was a hit song for a Randy Newman song, just a great song, which is why I want to play it. And we're on hit artists here, and I'm going to play a track now. I'm going to play a track. Boy, do I sound like a disc jockey. It's this 60s music that's getting to me. I should be definitely playing Coke commercials and hot rod stuff, but let's keep going. So the Everly Brothers, 1968, did one of their many comeback records and covered a great Randy Newman song. And the piano on this track is Randy Newman playing. He often played on other people's recordings, and he plays some seriously great piano on this track. And then I'm going to play another song, wait for it, actually by Randy Newman, not the version you heard, but an early draft of a song that kind of has a similar theme as far as small town America or the Midwest. And the Midwest, interesting, the subject of these two songs, a place where Randy Newman has probably never set foot to this day, but he wrote these two songs. But let's start with the Everly Brothers from 1968, and then another Randy Newman song celebrating nostalgia in the Midwest. This is Creative Bandwidth on KSQD 90.7. And did I mention? This is the Emily. This is the Everly Brothers.
Green prairie winds blow from Rockford to Cairo. Over the cornfields that gleam in the sun. And off in the the lights of Chicago, when daylight is ended and night has begun. In Illinois, Illinois, the skyline, the stockyard, the Poco's, the grain mill, Chicago the giant that leads all the rest. Chicago, the trains roll into the station, the heart of the nation, the start of the West. In Illinois, hangs over the prairie. Feel the soft winds of spring chase the chill from the air. Bright August mornings and the warm summer rainfall on brisk autumn days with a harvester's shack in Illinois. Illinois, Illinois. Stop, say hello, they'd say hi to you. Would you like to come over for tea with the missus and me? It's a real nice way to spend a day in Dayton, Ohio.
lazy Sunday afternoon, 1903. Let's sing a song long ago. Trees could grow, days flowed quietly. The air was clean, you could see, and folks were nice to you. Would you like to come over for tea with the missus and me? What a clever thing to say in Dayton, Ohio. It's a real nice way to spend a day in Dayton, Ohio, on a lazy Sunday afternoon in 1903.
It is pretty. Dayton, Ohio. That would appear on the Sail Away record. And interesting. Randy Newman has always had a grasp of American history, both dark and light. And as we get into this two-hour salute to Randy Newman, we'll get into some of that jaundiced look at America, which isn't too hard to not understand at this moment in our history right now. And then before that, it was Illinois, the Everly Brothers, just a beautiful track. And that was one of those Warner Brothers, Lenny Warnker, again, one of these giants. Remember Warner Brothers records in the late 60s when they would have those Lost Leader where you could spend $2 with a brilliant marketing campaigns to get one song from all their different artists. You'd have a Wildman Fisher, the Grateful Dead, Frank Zappa, the GTOs, Van Dyke Parks, and Randy Newman all on these crazy sampler records that they practically gave away. It was an amazing record label and totally artist-facing, as they would say, putting out music that you wouldn't expect anyone to put out and occasionally hitting it big and often not hitting it at all. I'm looking at you, Randy Newman's first album in 1968, which sold about 200 copies. Still a great record and has a lot of great songs. And we're going to play later on Babs, Barbara Streisand's version of one of the best songs on that record. So rest assured you'll be hearing it. Well, before we leave the 60s behind, we still have a little life left in the 60s. I'm going to play a couple more obscure Randy Newman tracks that are just to be enjoyed as what they were. Fluff with no consequence for other artists, but really, really, really good fluff. So let's listen to a couple tracks. I tell you who the artists were, but trust me, you've never heard of them. But I promise when we come back, I will tell you who they are.
Leave that baby alone, Dave. Leave that baby alone. She's much too young to go out with you, so I'm gonna take her home. Young mother of tomorrow, you'll need some protection from someone who might lead you astray. Some tenderness, a little care, sure to go a very long way. Leave that baby alone, Dave. Leave that baby alone. She's much too sweet to go out with you, Dave, so I'm gonna take her home. You ain't no better than I used to be myself, Dave. Don't think I know what's on your mind. She's so young and pretty, I know she's gonna need some help, David. Like to see that little chick get home on time. What are you doing out on that dance floor, acting as if you were a fool? You don't see me out there kicking my heels off, and I'm 2 years older than you. Leave that
that baby a long day. Leave that child alone. She's much too young to go out with you, so I'm gonna take her home.
Beginning to sound like a Randy Newman song. So have you ever heard of the group We Talkies? No, I haven't either, and I don't know much more than the name We Talkies, other than they were English, a he and she duo, and they recorded that Randy Newman song in 1967. And before that, Duffy Power, who was one of those oddly named by a Larry Parnes, who was a maker of a boy band type, the English proto boy bands, and he was discovered. It was a guy named Raymond Howard who was dubbed Duffy Power and recorded Davy O'Brien, Leave That Baby Alone. And thankfully, Randy Newman never recorded that, because that old man, licentious, somewhat corrupt voice of Randy Newman doing that song might be a little unbearable. But Duffy just barely pulls it off. So let's go from the ridiculous to the sublime. And when we talk sublime, Dusty Springfield comes to mind. And when you talk Dusty Springfield, one record comes to mind, and that's her magnificent Dusty in Memphis record, where the very smart guys at Atlantic Records put Dusty in Memphis, equivalent of putting Bob Dylan in Nashville to do Blonde on Blonde. And they came out with one incredible album, and there's an incredible Randy Newman song that I did not know was a Randy Newman song for many, many years. A bit of impersonal intruding. This is one of my records my mom had, and I grew up listening to this record, Dusty in Memphis, and the Harper's Bazaar record with Biggest Night of Her Life. And I just loved those songs, loved those songs. And imagine my surprise way too many years later when I found out that Randy Newman had written both of them. So maybe that's where my love of Randy Newman comes from. So let's listen to the one, actually, I think there's a couple of Randy's songs on Dusty in Memphis, but this is the keeper. This is Creative Bandwidth. This is Eric Nelson, and this is KSQD 90.7. Take it away, Dusty.
K-S-Q-D. I cry a little bit. There's nobody to notice it. Can I cry if I want to? No one cares. Why can't I pretend that you love me again? All I had has been taken from me. Now I'm crying tears that never become me. Just one smile, pain's forgiven. Just one kiss, the hurt's all gone. Just one smile, make my life worth living. A little dream to fill my world. Say all the things I want to say. If some way you could see what's in my heart. Oh, baby, I don't ask for much. A look, a smile, a touch. Try to forget. Lord knows I'm trying so hard to forget. When your whole world knows I am. Just one smile, pain's forgiven. Just one kiss, the hurt's all gone. Just one smile, make my life worth living. A little dream to build my world.
Dusty Springfield's one of those singers that's very tough to follow with any other singers. But fortunately, due to Randy Newman's talents as a songwriter and his musical relationships, I got two coming up that certainly we can give Dusty a run for their money, and that would be Peggy and Ella, Peggy Lee and Ella Fitzgerald. So 1969, Randy produced, orchestrated a Lieber and Stoller song, Is That All There Is, which turned out to be a big hit for Peggy Lee in 1969. Interesting in 1969 because you've got this sort of, to get back to New Orleans, gumbo going on with the classic, you know, Ella and Peggy Lee, classic singers from the 40s and 50s who are dabbling in pop music and getting hits off them. You know, the idea of Peggy Lee covering Lieber and Stoller arranged by Randy Newman and having a big hit. That wouldn't happen probably today, but Randy's in on ground zero. So Peggy recovered on the album Is That All There Is, an original song of Randy's, and we're going to play that. And then a one and only version of the song. The song has only been covered by Ella Fitzgerald, and it's another Randy Newman song from the same year, 1969. So let's listen to these. It doesn't get much better than these two singers, so let's just see what they do with some obscure but still worthy Randy Newman compositions.
Seven ships without a sail, seven cats without a tail. Boy, it's weird on this spooky old pier tonight. But I'm not frightened, 'cause I know what it is. Everything is just the same as it was. I'm in trouble with Johnny. He hurt me so badly. special here. I love him. Johnny, the carousel is playing, and that merry-go-round is bringing me down. 'Cause I remember what it meant to you.
Ella Fitzgerald rocks out. That was album was recorded in London in 1969. It's about as far as Ella got into what one would call mainstream non-jazz music. But when you do a Randy Newman song as good as I Wonder Why, she gets away with it. And then another, what, call it Brechtian, somewhat non-melodic, but unmistakably Randy Newman song from Peggy Lee, Johnny Linda, 69. No, it's not called 69. It was written in 1969 and came out in 1969. Speaking of numbers, this is KSQD Santa Cruz, 90.7 FM, and now we're in the second half of our Randy Newman special. And just because I need to get this out of the way, this doesn't really fit anywhere else, but as I've oft talked about on this show, there's weird connections between things. There's only 2 degrees of separation, and you don't need Kevin Bacon to connect the dots between some of the songs I play. Last week, I did a 2 hours on Paul Simon, and I played my favorite Simon and Garfunkel song. You know, everyone's entitled to have a favorite. It was Fakin' It off the Bookends. I think the first song on side two of Bookends, which was their one and only single in 1967. And I pointed out that there, you hear a woman's voice on that record saying, "Good morning, Mr. Leach. Have you had a busy day?" I pointed out that that woman was a singer who became Beverly Martin, part of John and Beverly Martin duet. What I didn't know is that under the name Beverly, she came out with an album on her own, and the backup band on this was a couple of unknown British musicians, Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones, and Nicky Hopkins on piano, whom I also did a 2-hour creative band with just on Nicky Hopkins and his stellar session work. And where this all comes together is, yes, Beverly on her one and only album with that super session band, just around the time she's asking about Mr. Leach, have you had a busy day? She records this Randy Newman song called Happy New Year. So you see how everything comes together? And it's why it's essential that I play this song. Nicky Hopkins on piano with, I don't know ever happened to, John Paul Jones and Jimmy Page after they made that 1966 Beverly record, but, you know, they probably spiraled into obscurity. And that was a Randy Newman song. So now that we've connected all of those dots, let us move on. So now, besides, I mentioned, Randy's had 11 original albums with original songs on them, and then a lot of soundtracks. And his very first soundtrack was in 1971 for a pretty much a, if you look at Nicky Hopkins, Jimmy Page, John Paul Jones, doing Randy Newman. That's sort of a who's who of the 60s. So if you want to look at comedy in the late, in the early 70s, this was a movie called Cold Turkey. And the premise of this movie was that a town is paid $25 million to see if all of the entire town can quit smoking, and hijinks ensue. This film was directed by Norman Lear. You might have heard of him. He's still with us. Starring Dick Van Dyke, Bob Newhart, Edward Everett Horton, the great-great Bob and Ray, and Gene Stapleton, pre-All in the Family, just about the same time. And the movie vanished without a trace, pretty much. But Randy Newman did do the soundtrack. And on the soundtrack, this song was featured, and this would later come out on his Sail Away record. But this is the man himself from a 1971, his very first soundtrack. Again, When Worlds Collide, a lot of A-list talent there. You want to know what connects Bob and Ray and Randy Newman? Well, I guess it would be this song.
He gives us all his love. He gives us all his love. He's smiling down on us from up above, and he's giving us all his love. He knows how hard we're trying. He hears the babies cry. He sees the old folks dying. And he gives us all his love. He gives us all his love. He gives us all his love. He's smiling down on us from up above, and he's giving us all his love. Now if you need someone to talk to, you can always talk to him. And if you need someone to lean on, you can lean on him. He gives us all his love. He gives us all his love. He's smiling down on us from up above, and he's giving us all his love.
Now, with a song like that on the soundtrack of a rib-tickling comedy, I can't understand why that film didn't make more money. He gives you all his love, which would appear on Newman's Sail Away record. So in the next hour, or actually next 50 or so minutes, I just want to tell you what we got coming up. The Great Great, The Wicked Wicked Picket, Fats Domino, Ry Cooter, The Box Tops, Bonnie Raitt, Barbara Streisand, and of course Randy Newman. So some real interesting, Claudine Loget, and if you're a fan of the classic Saturday Night Live, you remember her being subject of one of their more controversial sketches, which I may or may not unveil as we play a Randy Newman, great Randy Newman song. So let's play a couple songs. That He Gives Us All His Love came from the Cold Turkey soundtrack and reappeared in the Sail Away album. And I'm going to play a version of Sail Away by Randy Newman, not the one on the record, of course. That would be too easy, but a live version that was recorded at KSAN. I'm going to play a song before that, a Randy Newman song, recorded by a guy named Johnny Shepherd in 1965, that weirdly somehow connects with the subject matter of Sail Away. And again, it's Randy Newman's kind of obsession with America, American history, the dark side of America, or the dark side of America hidden in the light side. It has a unique way of compressing and reconnecting history in interesting ways. And certainly the song Sail Away does that. I'm not so sure about this first song, but I'm going to play it anyway. You decide.
acres of land in the Mississippi Valley. I'm going there where the river meets the sea, 'cause that's where I want to be. On 20 acres of land off the Mississippi levee. Just take me there where the sugar cane grows tall and it all belongs to me. I ain't been home for 20 years. My friends have forgotten my name. But I'm going back to that sharecropper shack. I'm gonna restate my claim on 20 acres of land.
Sail Away, which is kind of a recruiting spiel for the slave trade.
In America, you get food to eat. You won't have to run through the jungle and scuff up your feet. You'll just sing about Jesus and drink wine all day. It's great to be an American. Ain't no lion or tiger, ain't no mamba snake. Just the sweet watermelon and the buckwheat cake. Everybody is as happy as a man can be. I'm aboard, little wog, sail away with me. Sail away, sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. Sail away, sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. In America, every man is free to take care of his home and his family. You'd be as happy as a monkey in a monkey tree. You're all gonna be an American. Sail away, sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. Sail away, sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay.
Randy Newman, recorded just up the road in San Francisco, November 1st, 1974, at the late, great K-San. And he was recording that for that reason. That was the Good Old Boys Tour. And both those songs show his preoccupation with the American South. We started Princess and the Frog soundtrack. We Dixie Flyer about his growing up in New Orleans. And 20 Acres and a Mule, completely straightforward song, which, by the way, is one of the first songs, his first songs. He wrote that when he was 19 and still a student at UCLA before he couldn't find a parking place and left. And Randy Newman's very first sessions, I'd be remiss to tell you, were produced by none other than the great Pat Boone. Speaking of the Caucasian Hall of Fame, Pat Boone was right up there in that group. But he was obsessed with that, and the record Good Old Boys contained Rednecks, Birmingham, Louisiana 1927, which would really be kind of the unofficial soundtrack to Katrina, a song that had a lot of resonance at that time. Again, that kind of interest in American history. So play a couple, one definite Southern Gothic song that was on Randy Newman's 12 Songs record, but I'm going to play Ry Cooder's version. And Ry Cooder's another one of the Warner Brothers Mafia. Ry Cooder played on just about everybody's records on Warner Brothers in the late 60s and 70s, including Randy Newman's records. And on his first solo album, he covered My Old Kentucky Home. And then I'm going to play a cover, not the hit version, right? I'm going to play one of Randy's biggest hits. And I'm not going to play, of course, the hit version by the artist who made it a hit, because that would be way too easy. But I think you'll approve of the version that I play. And certainly, you'll approve of the artist who plays it.
Turpentine and dandelion wine. I've turned the corner and I'm doing fine. Shooting at the birds on the telephone line. Picking them off with this gun. Shines bright on my old Kentucky home, and the young folks roll on the floor. The sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. Keep them hard times away from my door. Brother Gene was big and mean, and he didn't have much to say.
We'll be right back.
somebody knocking at the door. I'm looking around at my girl and she done passed out on the floor. I seen things here that I ain't never seen before. All I know is I don't want to see them no more. Mama told me not to come. She told me.
The Wicked Wicked Picket, 1971. Whoa, what's that? What is going on back there? You stop that right now. You stop that right now. The Wicked Wicked Picket from 1971. Mama Told Me Not to Come, which was, of course, a big hit for... who was that a big hit for? It was a big hit for the Guess Who. Now we're going to do our usual 6 degrees of separation. So the Guess Who, that was Randy Bachman, who was the one of the drivers of the Guess Who. And Randy Bachman came up in Canada in a surf band that was the rival of the Auroras, another surf band, and I think in Winnipeg. And that band was fronted, the Auroras was fronted by Neil Young. And Neil Young, of course, would put out in around the same time, 1971, after the Gold Rush. He would put out Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere, all on Warner Brothers Records. So, again, tenuous connection, but I find that sort of stuff interesting. So we're going to get now to this is a record that I bet Randy really, really liked to be involved with. In fact, he arranged it, and he plays piano on it. And this was Fats Domino. And it, with his love, with Randy Newman's love of New Orleans music, he knew he loved to work with Fats Domino. So this, again, is an obscure Randy Newman song by Fats Domino. And Stop, What's That Sound? Is both Buffalo Springfield and The Replacements said. Alex Chilton and the Box Tops did a Randy Newman song. I think Alex may have left the band by the time this was recorded. But here's a double pump. Fats Domino and the Box Tops do Randy Newman.
Thank you.
Maybe I'll write you a letter. Maybe I'll give you a call. Maybe I'll drop you a line when I'm feeling better. Or maybe I won't after all. Somewhere a river's flowing. Rolling on into the sea. Somewhere a flower's growing. That don't mean anything to me. Let me go, let me go, let me go. Don't give me the answer, 'cause I don't wanna know. Let my heart go on beating a little bit longer. I'm so young, I'm so young. Don't hold me up. You think you see me falling? I've been waiting so long to fall. Don't come to me. You think you hear me calling? It won't be me to call. Oh, let me go, let me go, let me go. Don't give me the answer, 'cause I don't want to know. Let my heart go on beating a little bit longer. I'm so young, I'm so young, I'm so young, I'm so young.
Well, as Paul Westerberg wrote, children by the million sing for Alex Chilton when he comes around. They sing, I'm in love, what's that song? I'm in love with that song. And that would be the Randy Newman song, Let Me Go, from an album came out in 71 after the Box Tops had broken up. And before that, Have You Seen My Baby? So a listener fell right into my trap. I deliberately said that the Guess Who recorded Mama Told Me Not to Come, when in fact it was Three Dog Night. Actually, no, I completely missed it. I had Randy Bachman on the brain and was so intent on the 6 degrees of a connection between all this stuff that I missed that huge bit of course it was Three Dog Night, and had nothing to do with the Guess Who, and there you go. Fake news on creative bandwidth. So I'm going to continue that, since I've now lost all trust that anyone knows what I'm talking about. I'm really going to go for it right here. The next song I'm going to play is a Randy Newman song, and I personally inspired one of the lyrics. How about that? And there's a bold claim. And the guy who doesn't know the difference between Three Dog Night and the Guess Who really better be careful making that claim. Short form story. Back a long, long time ago, I used to work for MTV interviewing musicians, rock musicians. And when the soundtrack to The Natural came out, I was fortunate enough, and being a Randy Newman fanatic, got to go down and interview Randy Newman. I did it at the A&M Studios, the old Charlie Chaplin Studios on La Brea, and you Angelinos know what I'm talking about. And Randy Newman was everything you would want Randy Newman to be, just fantastic. And we were chatting about this and that, and I brought up a book that Grill Marcus, if you've listened to this show, I name drop Grill Marcus quite a bit, a definitive, I think the greatest rock and roll music critic slash rock and roll greatest critic going in the country right now. And he had written a chapter in his book Mystery Train on Randy Newman, and it's a great epic book, and it's a book that musicians know. And it's a long story, but I brought up Grill Marcus had done a review of a Bruce Springsteen radio concert, the Roxy in 1978. And I was chatting about Grill Marcus going for it. And I said to Randy Newman, yeah, in the Springsteen review, he talks about how clear the recording was. It was so clear that you could hear the grain on Max's woodblock. And Randy got a big laugh, kick out of that. He loved that line and kind of the profundity of that, where the sound was so crystal clear that you could hear the grain on Max's woodblock. So cut to a few years later, and this song came out, and I'll let you listen very closely to the lyrics, and you tell me if that line about Bruce Springsteen and the woodblock did not make an appearance.
Ago, my wife and I took a little trip down to Mexico. Met this young girl there. We brought her back with us. Now she lives with us in our home. She cleans the hallway. She cleans the stair. She cleans the living room. She wipes the baby's ass. She drives the kids to school. She does the laundry too. She wrote this song for me. Listen. The other afternoon, my wife and I took a little ride into Beverly Hills. Went to the private school our oldest child attends. Many famous people send their children there. This teacher says to us, we have a problem here. This child just will not do a thing we tell him to. He's such a big old thing, he hurts the other children. All the games they play, he plays too rough. I said, hold it, teacher. Wait a minute, maybe my ears are clogged or something. Maybe I'm not understanding English language. Dear, you don't seem to realize my life is good. My life is good, you old bat. Young associates of ours flying in to see us from New York City. They're gonna stay with us a couple weeks or so. And I'm gonna take them to restaurants and everything and gonna get them some real good cocaine. They don't get much where they come from, and this one guy's wife's such a pretty little brown thing that I'm liable to give her a poke or two. What do you think of that? Teacher, let me tell you a little story. Just this morning, my wife and I went to this big hotel in the hills where a very good friend of ours happens to be staying. The name of this young man is Mr. Bruce Springsteen. Yeah, we talked about some kind of woodblock or something, this new guitar we like. You know what he said to me? I'll tell you what he said to me. Said, Rand, I'm tired. How would you like to be the boss for a while? Well, yeah. My life is good. My life is good.
This is Paul Hine, and I'm one of the hosts of the weekly music show, Runs on Grasoline. If you like bluegrass, folk, and Americana music, tune in to KSQD 90.7 FM, Saturdays at 2 p.m. Runs on Grasoline, here on K-Squid, community radio for the Monterey Bay Area.
Tickle me. Gee whiz, won't that be fine? What a great idea, what a perfect way to kill some time. Can't stop to think, cause if we do, we'll lose our mind. Why don't you tickle me? Don't we have fun every minute? Oh, what a gay life we lead. One chocolate milkshake with two straws stuck in it. What else does anyone need? Why don't you tickle me? There's nothing else to do. You won't have to talk to me, and I won't have to talk to you. When we're done, I'll think of something else to do. Why don't you tickle me?
Tickle Me, that's from Randy Newman's Randy Live, just sort of an odd little throwaway record, and that's just a Randy Newman song I really like a lot. I don't like it as much as the song that I co-wrote with Randy Newman, that would be My Life is Good, but it's still a great song. You're listening to Creative Bandwidth. This is Eric Nelson, and we're spelunking deep into the back catalog of the great Randy Newman, and we have a interesting back 20 minutes to come. I'm going to have Barbara Streisand, old Babs. We're going to hear Bonnie Raitt do what I think is one of the best covers of all time of Randy Newman. But let's take a short detour back to 1968, and that would be Claudine Loget, who was married to Andy Williams, was in the movie The Party with Peter Sellers, and it achieved a bit of infamy when she shot her great skier Spider Savage in, I think, 1976, 77. It was a big deal. And if you're a fan of Saturday Night Live, the infamous Michael O'Donoghue did a sketch, the Claudine Loget Invitational Olympics, which was basically a sports broadcast where they used footage of skiers falling off their skis and they added gunshots to it. And that did not go down very well with Claudine or her attorneys. But I digress. But if you remember that sketch, that's that. Gotta love a show that can tie in all of these things. And somehow managed to get Randy Bachman and the Guess Who in there, even though they have absolutely no reason to be in the show at all. Let's listen to Claudine Loget, and again, another great lost Randy Newman composition.
Thank you.
Though it's unbearably sexist, Claudine Legere was what was called a sex kitten back in the 60s when you could say things like sex kitten to describe women and get away with it. That was her version of Snow, a song originally, the first version of that. I don't think Randy ever got around to it, but speaking of the Caucasian Hall of Fame, the Johnny Mann Singers did it in 1966. So there you go. So I've got, you can't, when you talk great singers, you can't go wrong with Babs. And as I mean by Babs, I mean Barbara Streisand. And in 1971, she tackled one of Randy's greatest songs and with Randy on piano and didn't put it out. There was an outtake album sort of cutting room floor Barbara Streisand things. And the perfectionist that she is, the cutting room floor stuff is, of course, exquisite. And this version features Randy Newman on piano and a little bit of Babs and Randy, I won't say having it out, but a bit of in studio back and forth there that sort of sets up what's going on here. But this is just a great version of a great song, and it's great to see hear Randy Newman and Barbara Streisand working together.
I think it's going to rain today, rolling on one.
Wait a minute, let me figure out what I do. Maybe she's right.
Rolling on two.
One.
Broken windows and empty hallways, a pale dead moon in a sky streaked with gray. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's going the rain today. Scarecrows dressed in the latest dance, with frozen smiles to chase love away. Humankindness.
Say what you will, and they have. That's a beautiful, beautiful version. Oh, I'm sorry, Babs, but I think she actually said something nice about Randy. This is Creative Bandwidth. That's a beautiful version, though, of I Think It's Going to Rain Today, one of Randy Newman's great songs. And you know, I'm sort of rummaging through Randy's vast catalog. I came up with a song that he wrote. Didn't get out very far. It was written, I think, after Bush administration 2, and just seemed somewhat appropriate for our current, if not perilous times, our current fraught times. So I'm going to just play this. I think it's timing is everything, and I think there are a few times when this song should be played, and it's Randy Newman doing what he does best, sort of all facets of Newman's vast talent coming together in one song that really only he could write.
I'd like to say a few words in defense of our country. These people aren't bad, nor are they mean. Now the leaders we have, while they're the worst that we've had, are hardly the worst this poor world has seen. Let's turn history's pages, shall we? Take the Caesars, for example. While in the first few of them, they were sleeping with their sisters, stashing little boys in swimming pools and burning down the city. And one of them named his own horse to be council of the empire. That's like vice president or something. Now, that's not a very good example, is it? Here's one. The Spanish Inquisition put people in a terrible position. I don't even like to think about it. Sometimes I like to think about it. Just a few words. Defense of our country. It's time at the top could be coming to an end. We don't want their love. Respect, at this point, it's pretty much out of the question. But time like these, we sure could use a friend. Hitler, Stalin, men who need no introduction. King Leopold of Belgium, that's right. Everyone thinks he's so great. Well, he owned the Congo, and he tore it up, too. Took the diamonds, took the silver, took the gold. Know what he left him with? Malaria. The president once said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Now it seems like we're supposed to be afraid. It's patriotic, in fact, and color-coded. What are we supposed to be afraid of? Why, of being afraid. That's what terror means, doesn't it? That's what it used to mean. Pisses me off a little when I think that this Supreme Court's gonna outlive me. A couple young Italian fellas and a brother on the court now, too. But I defy you, anywhere in the world, to find me two Italians as tight ass as the two Italians we got. And as for the brother, well, Pluto's not a planet anymore either. The end of an empire. It's messy at best. This empire's ending. Like all the rest. Like the Spanish Armada, drift on the sea. We drift in the land of the brave, the home of the free. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
It was written 12 years ago. It's good to see that song has no relevance for our present time. So it's just a little obscurity that has not aged well. I mentioned the greatest cover, or not greatest cover. There's been some pretty great ones we've heard in the last 2 hours. But this cover by Bonnie Raitt, this is a song from the Good Old Boys record by Randy Newman, and Bonnie covered it. She grabbed it right away, I think the same year that Good Old Boys came out, or even I think she covered this. In an astonishing coincidence, Bonnie Raitt covered this on her label, Warner Brothers. Guilty from Taking My Time, Bonnie Raitt's maybe third record. Great record all together, though. Just terrific record by the great Bonnie Raitt. Well, it's time for my boot heels to be wandering. Rhinestone Ray's sitting here just waiting, itching to come in with Runs on Grasoline. Next week, we start the two-week end-of-the-year wrap-up. I'm doing two shows back-to-back, the best of 2020. So it's been a rather wretched year for just about everything. But it's been an oddly great year for music, and I can't possibly put the best records of the year in one creative bandwidth, so we're going to do two, 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 count them. No countdown, no best of, but I've got 40 to 45 different artists who've all done really great songs. I'm going to get to all of them in the course of the next two creative bandwidths. And if you haven't gotten enough of me, and you can tune in on Monday at 1 o'clock for Dead Air. It's my virtual Grateful Dead concert. Almost all music, very little blathering, no self-referential stories about songwriting credits with Randy Newman, and no howling errors like getting Three Dog Night wrong. So there you go. So I'll leave you with one last song, which is a song Randy Newman wrote for Frank Sinatra. And with all of the great covers that we've covered, this is the one that got away. This would have been a great, great... You just imagine Frank Sinatra doing this song in his later years, in his reclining years. And Randy Newman, it broke his heart when Frank didn't cover it. And it should have. This is a great song. But Randy does a great job of it. And it works for Randy, too.
of vinegar. You'd think I'd be happy, but I'm not. Everybody knows my name, but it's just a crazy game. Oh, it's lonely at the top. Listen to the band they're playing just for me. Go on and love me, I don't care. Oh,